efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're remotely broadcasting today from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We've got some meetings down here going on this week, and we are broadcasting remotely all week. So hopefully the sound check is good. If you can send me a text message, 231-360-5140, let me know. Greatly appreciate it. Well, we've got a very interesting show for you today. We have information coming in from Washington, D.C., reaction to the Ayatollah's son being named the new supreme leader of Iran. President Trump's reaction to it, it's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens. In doing a press conference yesterday, President Trump announced all the updates. 52 Iran Navy ships, vessels have been sunk. They are no longer in existence. They're sitting at the bottom of the various seas in the region. All of the air tactics, every single thing they use in the air has been destroyed. Radar, surveillance, their military aircraft, anything to do with the air is now completely controlled by the United States military and Israeli military. It's over, militarily. Donald Trump said in his press conference yesterday afternoon, we could stop today if we wanted to. But we're not going to. One of the reporters asked President Trump, does the son of the Ayatollah now have a target on his back? Well, President Trump responded, well, I'm not happy about him, but they've already gone through two levels of leadership and ended up on him. Not sure if that is good yet, but we're investigating and looking into it. problem is his son is almost as radical as his father and has very tight relationships with the Iranian guard. With the Ayatollah and his 40 leaders, followers, being killed within the first 50 seconds of this mission a week ago Saturday, who has been telling them to fire these missiles at the neighbors in the Middle East? The seventh soldier was received last night at Dover Air Force Base by Vice President J.D. Vance. This young man, Pennington, 23 years old, was killed at our base in Saudi Arabia. Who's firing those missiles? Who's in control? That's the question we have to ask. And President Trump says, I think it's the Iranian guard. I don't think it's the Ayatollah's son. Could be wrong, but they're checking into it. If you have any questions for Stacy, laser light therapy in Sheboygan, text them to me. She's coming on in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Perry Johnson, running for governor of Michigan. A businessman named Donald Trump got sick of politics and decided to run himself. I agree with him. My background is statistics, audits, perfection. I helped fix the automobile industry in Detroit, then my management techniques spread to 67 countries around the world. Day one, I'll audit every penny our state spends. That will lead to Doge-like savings and will eliminate the state income tax, putting almost $5,000 back into our average family's pocket every year. 4-7-4-7. I'll support ICE and our law enforcement. Support President Trump and remove these ridiculous woke rules like boys in girls' bathrooms. I'm Perry Johnson. I'm going to shake up the system and send you the savings. I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for governor.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for some.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show this Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy. She's over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you today. We've talked so many times about the deep tissue laser light therapy that Dr. Gary has invested in there for his clients. One of the things that people need to understand is, again, the basics. I had two people text me last week after they heard you on the show, and they said they weren't really sure the equipment. What does the equipment look like? Do you sit down for it? Do you lay down for it? Do you stand up? Explain the equipment and how you have been able to give people these treatments, various areas of the back, especially lower back, shoulders, knees, feet. How do you actually do it, and what does the equipment look like?
Well, the equipment is basically a legged tower with an arm on the top for the lasers. So it can be wheeled around a little bit in the room to wherever we need to. And I would say 90% of the treatment is done laying down, either on your back or your stomach. But sometimes we can sit up. Like if anyone is doing their hands, I have a little table in there, and we just flip your hands back and forth for the laser on the table sitting in a chair. In the last couple of weeks, it's been a really high shoulder traffic. And I have found, depending on where the pain is and where the injury is, that sitting in a chair and have the robot be the one that gets manipulated, because the head itself can go, you know, straight down, but it can also go left or right. And so we can adjust that and adjust the neck, the crane of the neck, just going up and down also. So I've been treating a lot of shoulders with people sitting upright in a chair. So it could be done a lot of ways. But the pain, there is no pain, there is no discomfort. So hopefully, if you really can't, because there are a couple people who really, I don't know if they had like vertigo or something like that, where going down on the table was a little strange or difficult for them. Sure. And so we have sat someone in a chair sideways, so the back was open, so we could still do the laser on them from behind on their lower back, and they could sit instead of having to go down on a table. Now, this table isn't something you lay down on. It's automated, and so you just stand up on it and hang on to the hand, you know, the hand pieces, and it puts you down and it lifts you up. So
okay, that, so you're not having to actually physically, you know, fall
lay down.
No. On a table. You step into it, either, like you say, if you're on your stomach, you step right into the table and it lowers you down automatically.
Correct.
Raises you back up and you step off.
And there are just a few people that have had a problem with that, where they started, you know, having a problem with either their back or their ears. And
sure.
So we just sat them in a chair and did it that way.
Got it. Now, this process, because of the way the robotic laser light therapy is, like you say, it's on a stand. It has wheels. You can move it around within the room. But basically,
right.
It has an arm that reaches out over top of the patient, so you
right.
can direct it right into the spots.
Right, right. So the legs go underneath the table. The laser head or the arm goes on top of the table. But obviously, like I just said, the arm can, and the tower, they can actually rise and lower. And so if someone were to sit in a chair due to difficulty, I mean, I would think for most people it would be more relaxing for the 10-minute duration of the treatment to be at the, you know, whatever state doesn't hurt. So, or you know, gives you the most rest so
sure.
that you don't have the tension. But the craning of the neck can occur to make it all possible.
Got it.
Sure.
Yep. And like you say, if they, for some reason, they're in so much lower back pain, let's say, for example, and they try to get into the table, stand into it, and then you start to put it down, and as they lower, it hurts their back. Well, then, like you say, they can always move over to the chair, just turn over on their hip, and basically expose the lower back that way. It still works.
Well, we just sit sideways so that you're not leaning against the back of the chair. You're just
right.
sitting up straight. and we took this, yeah, so that it get, you know, I can still, you know, lower the belt line and up the shirt and just expose the area that's having the problem, because we still have to have the skin exposure.
Yep, absolutely. Got a text message in. One of the things that we're looking at here is the process. And again, you just mentioned 10 minutes, but you move the robotic arm over top of the affected area, and then you actually have a ruler that you measure to determine exactly how far it needs to be away from the person. Explain what you're doing in that process.
Well, when they develop the lasers and synchronize them, they synchronize them at a certain point. And so I'm just trying to help the efficacy, and they state a certain distance for that efficacy. So I'm just trying to stay within those parameters and make sure we help as much as we can.
Got it. Let me ask you this question, because this I get this a lot. And this is something we talked about before, you know, because you and I have spoken many times here on the radio. But this cost for these treatments, not yet fully approved by either Medicare, Medicaid, or any of the insurance companies, no, correct?
Correct.
Explain that.
Well, there anything that's brand new or sort of new for a long time, it takes a while for things to get approved. I do know that people were trying to get this approved. I don't know of any success stories yet. And obviously, if it's Medicare or Medicaid, that would be, you know, you're talking state and federal, having to go through all that, and insurance is, depending on which ones you have, all the same. Could be state or could be, you know, the other. So until then, we just have to wait. But we've done what we could to try to make this the least expensive possible here in Northern Michigan, so that the most people could take advantage of it as possible. I think our rates are either less than half of what it costs. Even there are a couple of them downstate. So,
sure. One thing that Dr. Gary and you and I came up with was for new patients, people right. that want to come and try this,
right.
just mention Trucker Randy or the radio station, and you offer them a new customer 2-pack. And
yes.
that's $99 for 2 visits.
Right.
But normally it's $60, correct?
Right. Right. But it's also usually a package of 6, because most people usually need, you know, 4 to 6 or so. And I can't even say usually anymore, because there are enough people that are turning out to be like you, where I would say it's crawling up on like 40%, where some people are feeling it pretty substantial relief and changes after even one treatment per accident or incident that you have.
Right.
And so that, you know, where before it was more, you know, you have an acute problem and we're going to see you around 6 times, and if you have a chronic problem, it's 10 to 12 times. And so that packet was more realistic. But people are really, you know, there are a lot of them that are coming up with great results even after 1 and 2 treatments. But I personally like the buy 2, because then you get the results, you get to really try it out. Gives me one more chance to adjust things. If the first one didn't show too much change, then hopefully the second one can.
Well, a lot of times, and like I said, I don't know if it's just me talking about it on the radio, but my very first treatment with you,
mm-hmm.
I don't even remember what area. Was it my back or no? It was my shoulders.
Shoulder.
You were working on my shoulders, and just to give people an indication, I've said this on the radio before, but year and a half ago, whenever it was, my arms were so bad I couldn't even get my coat on. And you guys with shoulder pain, you know what I'm talking about, especially if you've got like a sweatshirt or a hoodie on, and you try to put your coat on over top of it, where the sleeve gets stuck basically, mm-hmm. because of the fabric. I couldn't even get my coat on by myself. I literally had to have Miss Vicky put my coat on me, mm-hmm. even to get into the truck to get to your office. and I came in, and you know, it's difficult for me to even get the coat off. You helped me with that. Well, I had the treatment, and man, I got up off that table and I started swimming. You know, my arms were moving and everything. I'm like, oh my God, this is fantastic. And put my coat on by myself. But really, Stacy, didn't really start to feel it until I was driving home about 3 hours later. It does even improve and get better with that little tingling sensation, that warmth I was feeling. Man, it's just amazing. And I cannot stress enough, folks, if you have any joint pains, if you have knees, shoulders, even lower back pain, you definitely need to give them a call and take care of it. I got a text message. Penny, does a person get too old to have neck adjustments? Bone loss in women is her main question. Osteoporosis, the vertebrae locking up, freezing up. Does a person ever get too old for neck adjustments?
Well, I know that Dr. Willie has done people into their 90s. There are different ways to adjust your neck. So there isn't just the manual manipulation, but there is also it's called an activator that he uses a lot.
Sure.
On anyone who can't take the manual anymore or doesn't want to or feels uncomfortable doing it. He's pretty versatile. He has a few different ways for everything.
Well, the one thing
definitely that is very popular to do the little, it's a little tiny gun and you can even turn it down.
Well, I can testify to this too, folks. I have constantly neck problems from when I played high school football, almost recruited to go to Michigan State to play college ball. And I used to spear with my helmet all the time when I was a very young and stupid young man. And the neck is, Stacy, has been an issue for me forever. And one time I came in and got a normal adjustment from Dr. Gary, you know, him feeling it with his fingers, his thumb, and kind of moving my head back and forth very slowly, and then just giving it a quick little jerk, and bam, everything popped back into place. Well, the snow shoveling issue, when I screwed up my shoulder throwing snow, went into my neck, and my neck was very stiff, couldn't even hardly turn my head. He laid me on the table, stomach down, and he actually was pushing with his thumb and finger in my shoulder area to get the shoulder to fix. And as a result, all of a sudden I felt warm tingling and something happening in my neck. And that was just by him simply pushing my shoulder blade. So he's a magician. He knows the spine. He knows everything. And man, he's amazing. If you've never gone to a chiropractor, highly, highly recommend it. When you get done with the adjustment, definitely, definitely get a laser light treatment. Let's see. I got another one real quick here. Penny says it. Like shoulder and neck are connected. Absolutely, exactly the way it was. So
and,
I'm going to give out the
know.
Phone number. Yeah. Let him know and tell him what's going on. You've got to communicate with him, and then he'll know exactly where to go.
He'll take care of you.
Yeah. 231-627-4300. 231-627-4300. Give Carlene a call. She has some questions for you. You get those answered, you're good to go. So final thoughts, Stacy, before I let you go for today.
Well, come and try it and find out how much more you could recover from any injury or any soreness and without any pain. And we will try to do what we can to make it the least uncomfortable.